Brilliance Audio presents Bold, How to Be Brave in Business and Win, by Sean Smith and Andy Milligan. Performed by Matthew Lloyd Davis. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power and magic in it. John Anster. Why Bold? The future will belong to the bold. The world of business is now so crowded that only those who have a significant and dramatically different story to tell will grab the attention of consumers. In a world of greenwash and PR spin, authenticity will shine through. In the face of unprecedented levels of marketing spend and increasing consumer cynicism, simple recommendations from consumers like us will carry the day. In an age when we have come to expect good levels of service and product quality as a given, only an exceptional and memorable experience will earn customer loyalty. At a time when legal loopholes and corporate caveats allow companies to wriggle out of their responsibilities, those who stand by their promises will stand out from the herd. It requires courage, conviction, and imagination to be bold. But the rewards can be immense. In the first book that we wrote together, Uncommon Practice, People Who Deliver a Great Brand Experience, we argued that the businesses that would enjoy sustained success would have the delivery of unique customer experiences as a key strategy, and the alignment of their people, processes, and products with that strategy at their heart. Every one of the brands we wrote about in that book has succeeded, and is still succeeding today, almost a decade later, because of their commitment to those principles. But the world has changed dramatically in the years since we wrote that book. The whitewater economy that we've been living through shows little signs of calming. The financial services crisis has led to massive consumer distrust of large corporates. A tsunami of social media has overwhelmed organizations and left many stranded. And the convergence of digital and mobile technology, together with increasing deregulation of markets, has put power in the hands of consumers as never before. If that were not enough, the impact of global warming and social inequality is undermining the very foundations on which many enterprises have been built. Business models are changing. Some are broken for good. The distribution and exchange of products, services, and information have radically shifted. There are questions about the long-term viability of brands that use precious resources, and nobody is sure exactly how the communications and media landscape will look in 10 months, let alone 10 years. In the midst of all this change, uncertainty or opportunity, depending on your point of view, we have observed two distinctly conflicting approaches from organizations attempting to succeed. The first, most obvious, and in our opinion, the most dangerous, is that of companies who become internally focused on financial re-engineering and management restructuring. Balance sheet repairs, cost-cutting, trigger-happy redundancy programs, the corporate equivalent of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. All the usual signs of a business with, in the words of Jack Welch, its ass to the customers. But we have also seen a different breed of organization emerging. They succeed because they have the courage, confidence, or just sheer chutzpah to pursue a purpose that is beyond profit. To engage, entertain, and educate their audiences, who see their customers and employees as members of a like-minded community, who create an almost cult-like following around their brand, both within and without their organization, who are not just different, but dramatically different, and who push to the extremes the consequences of their desired positioning and strategy. They are often based on the personality and values of the people who found and lead them, but not always. Sometimes their path has been deliberately chosen by executives to differentiate them from the sameness of companies and the sectors they share. They eschew typical faceless corporate behavior and dare to put their shareholders' concerns behind those of their customers and employees, and behind their obligations to the wider public. Even during the most difficult times, such as the global financial crisis from which recovery will be long and painful for most, they are relentless in pursuit of improvement and zealous in communication, and take action in accordance with what is best for their brand, not just their bottom line. But this is not some corporate quixotic tilting at windmills. They also happen to be incredibly commercial and, in most cases, outperforming their sectors, In short, they are bold. Not reckless. Just bold. They stand out from others because they stand up for something. We wanted to look at companies who we believe demonstrate this boldness and share with readers the stories of what they do, how they do it, and, most importantly perhaps, why they do it. Their purpose.